The Chicago Cubs are the World Series champions, but we're going to talk politics.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for November 4th, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We're beginning to the strip this week, and I just want to talk about briefly, just one person mentioned it, and it was that the Sunday Prickly City was extremely similar to the Monday Prickly City, virtually the same gag, quite frankly. And here's what happens, the way this business works. There are a number of newspapers that take Prickly City daily and Sunday, and that's great. God bless them. We love them.
Yes, we do.
A lot, with our whole heart. But then there are a number of other papers that run it daily only, and there are a number of others that run it Sunday only. So if you see something that kind of overlaps like that, a couple of reasons. One, the Sundays are drawn weeks in advance, much further in advance than the dailies. And two, if I like the gag, then I want everybody to see it, and I did, so they do.
Okay.
That simple.
Well, you had comments on that, too.
We did.
Because do you need to explain what it was? It was each of them wearing a Trump or a Hillary mask and screaming,
scaring each other.
Yes. So Dr. Doc Smith, I love the name, said, he calls her hilarious is conventionally scary. Drumpfy is dimensionally scary as crap.
That's great.
Yeah, I like that.
That's great. That's well put. Yeah, it is. What a choice. What a terrible, awful, god-awful choice. I was having this conversation last night. I was lucky enough to be on Patty Vasquez's show, and I brought this up on the show. I said, is it possible that we can even have a candidate going forward that isn't awful? And let me explain that. Because of the 24-hour news cycle and because of social media and everything is covered constantly, everything is parsed and broken down, nothing you've ever said in the past now goes away. Looking forward, will there ever be a candidate that we can look at and say, that's a really good person? They're not so deeply flawed that I can't respect or like them.
No, I guess we're going to know too much about them.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. And so if you know, and you know,
and pretty much anyone, if you examine too closely, they're odd or have problems or something.
Yeah, there's something we've all said weird. Oh, good Lord, just go back on the podcast.
And I'm now sure. It's just there, out there, staying forever.
Yeah, so I mean, think of your emails for a moment. I mean, who consciously thinks about their emails and thinks, you know, this is for posterity. This could be brought up in an investigation. You know, I better, you know, keep my language clear. I better not say bad things about people. I mean, it's a weird world, and I'm wondering if the paradigm will shift to accommodate that notion that we're all human beings, we're all flawed, we're not perfect all the time. And I don't know.
I don't know.
But right now we have two candidates that suck.
And Cheapskate Zero says, the scariest is, this cartoon characterizes the entire campaign. Neither has much to say except to be afraid of the other guy gal. Be very, very afraid. And down-ticket campaigns have followed suit. Senator, congressman, legislator, mayor, even dog catcher, all ads are so-and-so is the same as Hillary/Trump. Be very, very afraid to vote for them.
And it really is turned our politics into this such a dark, negative thing. When I, you know, the only degree I actually have is from the California Republican Party Campaign Management College. And the strategy they show, this was the late 70s, it was 1980. And it showed up, but the way you're supposed to run a campaign back then was a carrot and stick thing. You know, it was like, you know, they, you know, the other side is a terrible, awful, you know, satanic, you know, whatever you want to throw at them. Our side, however, is going to do A, B, and C and make your life better. We've been doing a lot of traveling, Janine and I have lately, and you look at the campaign ads on the TVs around the country, they're all the same. You know, Jane Smith wants to kill your children. Call Jane Smith and ask her, why does she want to kill your children? I mean, they're all just these horrible, awful, like, and it's never, ever, I'm going to do this as the candidate. Here's my platform. Here's what I hope to achieve. Here's what I hope to improve and make your life a little better.
We did see one positive one, though, for Sheriff Arpaio when we were in...
Oh, right.
Arizona?
He doesn't kill kittens.
Right. That was basically it.
Joe
Arpaio. He's really not that bad. He has a soft side. He likes animals.
Right. He's for animal. He's
He'll make people live in tents, but animals he likes.
Yes. People, not so much. So anyway, so the week continues. You know, we're coming up on the election. And for me, writing these things 2.5 weeks ahead of time is becoming more and more difficult because, you know, the things that happen now, the FBI Director Comey coming out with yet another statement about Hillary's emails. We have Hillary vote shaming, which is, I mean, what a weird thing to do, to tell someone that if you wrote for a third party, which, by the way, I was vote shamed on the comic of the day.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Because, no, Scott, you know, voting for a third party is a vote for Trump, which, of course, people on the other side say voting for a third party is a vote for Hillary. I have Donald Trump declaring his own victory, which I kind of like
and
that
And you have
gag.
A couple people who have to take issue on that particular
because
strip.
I said I conned enough losers to
I'm
elect me,
I'm going to
right?
read them to All you. Right, Can I read these, please?
Well, but
I'm reading comments.
I wanted to read the gag. So
well, they kind of mentioned
up.
Them.
I'm
so.
Teeing it up so you can... knock it out of
well,
the
they
park.
Mentioned the gag, too.
All right, go ahead.
So anyway, Sue Marculin says, conned enough losers? Pretty much on the same level as Basket of Deplorables. Ugly and nasty, both of them. And JP writes, so you basically think about half of America has been conned and are losers? Is the other half so scary, smart, and winners? Pathetic.
Well, you know, that's a great point. I think that, you know, both sides are have very sensitive and very thin skins. I think that I was speaking as Donald Trump speaks, which is, you know, I don't know. Has he ever voiced respect for anything or anyone?
You kind of pretty much have him as a character that does call pretty much everybody losers.
Right. If they're not
anyway.
If they're not rich, then they're not him. And hence they're losers. So that was the context that was meant.
Well, yeah. That you're viewing that Trump views them that way.
Yes.
Not necessarily.
I don't
you
know.
View
I totally listen. You know, I had this discussion numerous times over the last few weeks is that I totally get the Trump movement. I think he's the worst possible conduit of those frustrations. But I understand the frustrations. And at the end, which I like again, is Carmen wants us to continue. And I was playing with the gag came from playing with the electoral. They have a lot of interactive electoral maps. And so you can kind of click and say, OK, let's pretend Trump wins this one. So and so. If Gary Johnson takes New Mexico, which is possible, he's a former two-term governor there. And some other things have to happen electorally. Trump and Clinton could have 269 electoral votes each.
Wow.
Which would mean it gets thrown into the House of Representatives, which Carmen would love. She says, and Winslow says, you want the madness to continue, don't you? She says, God help me, I love it. And she does. It hasn't happened in so very long, and what a mess.
Yep, it would be a very
thing. And it turns out it would be the sitting Congress. It would not be the new Congress.
Oh, really?
Would vote on this. So, you know, you'd have the current Congress, which is Republican, very Republican, as a matter of fact. Would they hold their nose? Because there's a lot of never Trump guys in there, including the Speaker. But here's the thing. My understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you're listening to this and I'm wrong, let me know, please. Shoot us an email at pricklycity@gmail.com. But my understanding is you cannot, the electors in the House of Representatives cannot vote for a candidate who did not receive electoral votes. That is to say, they can only vote for Hillary, for Trump, and presuming Johnson wins Arizona. Don't forget, in Utah, they have a third-party candidate.
New Mexico?
New Mexico, I'm sorry. Utah has a third-party candidate
right.
who's polling pretty well. So that could, you know, screw things up. You can only vote for those candidates. They can't say, well, we don't like any of them. We
can't
like Paul Ryan.
Out
you know,
of
let's,
air.
Let's okay. make Paul Ryan president of the United States. That's not how that works. So, you know, they're going to have as crappy a choice as we have.
Well, they'd also, I think, do some backroom dealing and stuff.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, maybe a little.
Oh, that never happens, Janine, ever in politics. Anyway, so do we have other comments we need to get to?
Well, we have one more that I think is kind of funny. Is I'm assuming many people are familiar with the movie Idiocracy. And Tim Bob 2313 basically says it has turned out it was supposed to be Idiocracy was supposed to be a comedy. It has turned out to be prescient, so perhaps it can now be termed prophecy.
It's true. The president is a former professional wrestler, reality show performer, and porn actor. Who gets elected president? Yeah. Well, so we got that guy, and that this could happen. You know what? But when we record this next week, we'll know.
We will know.
How weird. But we're both on the Cubs high. We're here in Chicago, and
Very happy, yes.
Very happy. And I hope you're happy, too. That's it for this week's edition of the Prickly Seed Podcast. I'm awfully glad you listened. And I want to thank Janine, of course. I want to thank Michael Heidemann, who will be on mic someday. Somehow we'll get him to make a noise. And I want to thank WGN for hosting us. And so go ahead and listen to us and subscribe to us at WGN Plus, or you can do it through iTunes. If you want to follow Winslow and Carmen and their adventures, go ahead and go to gocomics.com/PricklyCity. If you'd like to send us a direct note, do so at pricklycity@gmail.com. That covers it all, right?
I think so.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.